Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Swift tattoo, you won't be able to shake it off.
And Kendall Jenner just trashed a whole city. We'll tell you which one.
Well, honey, Kate Hudson wants our butts hanging out. Sounds good to me, baby.
Welcome to Dish Nation! And here to dish with us again and again is actress, singer, and Celine Dion superfan, Jesse Woo Woo Woo!
Yes, it is I. I'm so happy to be here. Okay, y'all, what y'all got?
All right, now listen, we've all been thinking about Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime performance for a while now, but now yes. The NFL has added even more entertainers for everybody to get hype about. Uh-oh. All right, now Sheryl Lee Ralph, who sang part of her acceptance speech when she won an Emmy, she'll be on hand to perform Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Now, Babyface, he's going to be out there to sing his version of America the Beautiful, and country crooner Chris Stapleton will sing the national anthem. And that's not all. Interpreters will provide sign language while each singer performs, with Deaf Oscar winner Troy Kotsur signing alongside Chris.
I'm so happy for Sheryl Lee Ralph.
Me too.
Like, I really hope she does, like, something out of this world, like, booyaka, booyaka, booyaka. Like, I don't know, like, she come in, like, America. I don't know, like, just
you know she gonna
please
do something.
Please go reggae. Now, please play some
if
reggae.
She did a reggae version of Lift Every Voice and Sing. Listen. You know what I'm saying? Brings out Shabba Ranks to back her
come
up.
Come on.
Yo, man.
And people be forgetting, Sheryl Lee Ralph got vocals. Like,
she does.
The original
she does.
Dream
the original
gala.
Dream girl.
Okay,
yeah,
like.
Yeah. Was she the original Effie or something?
No, no. Dina.
Okay, okay.
Dina, yes. Like, so Dina. She was original, yeah. The original Dream Girl.
I think
she's
going to do it traditionally, but she's going to do it very strong and regal and
yes.
Royal.
You know she's going to have her hands
yes,
up. Like,
yes, exactly.
If she could just butterfly the last four.
Yes!
You know what I'm saying?
Lift every voice and sing. Lift every voice and sing. Sing, sing, pandi voice and sing.
Sing,
pandi voice and sing. Oh, my God. Okay, y'all. Kim Kardashian definitely has her share of admirers, but it looks like she has another unwanted one. She was just granted a restraining order against a man named Jomoni Victor Ziegler, and that's because he's shown up at her house several times, calls her his wife, and even sent her packages, including a diamond ring and hotel key cards.
Oh, wow.
In court papers, Kim said, "I am concerned about the extent of his delusional belief we are in or will be in an intimate relationship, particularly because it appears he has spent significant funds purchasing items to send me."
What?
Now, what y'all think about
this? My thing is, Brad, please just help me. How do people find these celebrities' houses?
It's not
public,
that hard.
It's public information.
It's unfortunately, it's easier
than you think. They don't live in gated communities?
It's easy to get through them gates.
Yeah.
People be ordering pizza.
People will follow cars through. They'll play as Instacart people or Uber Eats or all those people. Mm-hmm. They can just, if they want to get to you, they'll figure out a way.
Yeah.
Really?
What kind of funds is it? We're talking about a diamond ring. We're talking about hotel key cards. He sent her packages. Like, how much money is this man spending on Kim Kardashian?
Obviously, all of his money.
You're not going to impress Kim K with gifts.
Well,
yeah. You got to create an experience. And that experience is Tara, and she doesn't like it.
Right. Okay, y'all, it is time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
This time it's Taylor Swift. No, T. Swift didn't get a tattoo, but check this out. A gay adult performer by the name of Alejo Ospina just got some of Taylor's lyrics tattooed on his leg. Oh. But we're not just talking about a line or two from her song. It is the complete lyrics to the 10-minute version
Shut
of her
up.
Song, All Too Well.
Shut up.
He originally just wanted to use one of Ariana Grande's songs, but it wasn't long enough to cover his whole leg, which is why he went with T. Swift.
Oh.
Wow.
What?
A whole ass song.
Damn!
Do you see his body, though?
Yeah,
you know what? I'm kind of not mad.
He definitely doesn't look, he looks like he doesn't know where they sell pizza at. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not a carb in this guy's body. That's a tattoo for me. Because, like, in order to
no, for real.
Endure that level of pain,
right.
That
it is
fine
for
print,
that. Very neat.
The 10-minute version, too?
Yeah, no.
No,
you earned your stripes, bro.
He paid good money for this, went to a good artist.
Yeah, that's a good artist. Because it literally looks like the Constitution. It's giving we the people.
It do.
It's giving we the people on his ass.
4 years old.
I'm gonna say it's a tad.
Why?
No, because it didn't. The words didn't go all the way around his whole buttock. Now, had the words went around his whole butt, then you'd say it was
he
a good
tattoo.
He
just wanted it on one side.
Yeah, he just wanted it down the side. It's very artistic.
It is. And it's very neat.
When I
want to
pause
the
songs,
I
need to.
Very neat.
He might be saving the other leg for Rapper's Delight.
Yeah. There's also a 10-minute version of that song as well. Mm. Okie dokie. Oh, the guys, the woes of being disgustingly rich. Oh, wow. So Kendall Jenner is getting backlash for complaining about her trips to Dubai. She was spotted in Beyonce's Dubai for her huge concert this past weekend, telling someone she absolutely hated her first two trips to the country, but this third time around, she's loving it.
Okay.
And now people are telling her she's dead wrong for complaining about her jet-setting lifestyle, and they're calling her entitled and fake for being out of touch with her opulent lifestyle.
Have y'all ever gone on a like extravagant trip that y'all didn't like?
Yeah, I went to a country that rhymes with Smurfs and Smismos, and it wasn't as cool.
I don't
want to crap on the whole province just because we come on there, but
Smurfs and Smismos.
Smurfs and Smismos. And I thought it was going to be a lot nicer than it really was. And I was wildly disappointed.
Really? I actually went to Smurfs and Smismos, and I had my one and only one night stand ever.
Oh,
really?
God.
I love it. Yes, it was amazing.
Her third virginity break.
I had fun there.
Yeah,
I had a good time there, too.
My sister used to be the president's wife.
I went to a movie theater.
We lived it up there.
Yes.
We did everything we wanted to.
It's really expensive, but it's beautiful.
You didn't have a good time at Smurfs and Smakos?
Smurfs and Smakos was real basic.
Really?
It'd have been cool if maybe your sister was still there.
Yeah.
I went to a movie theater, saw a movie I fell asleep on.
Okay, hold on. You should be going to the movies on a trip like that.
You know the trip is whack when you go to the movies.
We gotta do a vibe check.
Trip advisor.
Maybe I'll go back again like Kendall.
It's time for
What the Fashion?
All right, baby, honey, Brad, girl. I heard Miss Kate Hudson got these girls assed out, honey, in these streets.
Yes, indeed, honey. It looked like there's about to be cheeks galore strolling down the streets galore this spring because Kate Hudson has just released a pair of booty-less leggings for her Fabletics line. Oh, my God. Now, the leggings are appropriately named spotlight-shaping ass out capris. And ladies, Gary, you can grab a pair of these babies for the low, low price of $84.95.
Oh, hell no.
$84?
Yes.
$84?
Is that a fair price or is that a little overpriced? How does that work?
That is way overpriced. There's no material
fabric
on my booty.
There's less fabric. They should be cheaper, I would think.
Like $20. Yeah. Come
and
on,
Kate. I got my leather chaps for cheaper than that.
Okay, come on. So, Gary, would you buy one of these pairs and, you know, show off your cheeks?
I got some leather chaps, honey. Okay. This is good, honey. Mm-hmm. And they work very well. I love them, honey.
Okay.
Yes, Do you really think people are going to be wearing these out in public?
Yes.
Because I hope so.
We're the new street. Free your ass and the rest will follow.
Free your ass.
And the rest will follow.
And the mosquitoes will too.
The only place I see me wearing something like that is to a appointment. That's it. I don't see myself.
Really?
Just showing up.
And
you know what time it is when I show
big
up
booties
like that.
I raise my hand. Me too.
Gary. I don't see big booties in these.
Yeah, Gary don't need these.
No, girl. It's not that big no more.
No. Gary don't have a big booty, but these will fit perk because if you've seen him in his thongs.
Oh, he got perky.
Unfortunately, we have. He got nice.
I wear these to church, honey. Slender.
Oh, to church for
communion?
Yes.
You are not taking communion in these assless.
I am under the law. I say, come as you are.
Communion is his name.
Wow. Mr. Communion, so good to see you again once a month.
Yeah.
Baby, wear these girls to Walmart, bitch.
You get all your groceries paid for.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
Okay. Yes, melon.
Up next, according to T.I., Denzel Washington is an American gangster in real life. We'll dish on that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. It looks like Denzel Washington turned into the infamous Frank Lucas when he was giving T.I. a pep talk. So, during an appearance on Shannon Sharpe's podcast, to recall the time he was playing the role of Stevie Lucas in the film American Gangster, and he was so nervous that Denzel had to give him the talk while they prepared for a scene together. Check it out.
As we rehearsing, I'm pacing back and forth, and he say, "What's up? You nervous?" I'm like, man, I'm just making sure I don't mess it up, man. He say, hey, man, listen, they called you here for a reason, didn't it? I say, yeah. He say, you know what that reason is? Yeah, I do. He said, all right, then, do that, and you ain't got no reason to be nervous.
I like it. It's like Big Bro. It sounds like T.I. straightened right on up when Denzel came at him, right?
That was good that Denzel did that to him, because T.I. did it to me.
Really?
Yes, honey. I was in Beverly Hills. No, I was in Beverly Hills at a movie junket, and T.I. came up to me and said, I need to talk to you. And he pulled me out on the patio, and he said, I heard you've been talking about my family. And I was just shocked, because I don't recall talking about his family. He scared the out of me, baby. I ain't said nothing else about his family. I don't even talk about him no more till right now.
So what was the ending?
Oh, Gary, it's not the same thing as this, Gary.
Right.
Yeah, well, but
that ain't no pep
you talk. For talking about him on the radio and dish or whatever you said about his family.
Yeah, but still, honey. So it scared me because with him being a hood rapper, I was terrified.
We went from like a good story about Denzel. <Yeah. laughs>
Well, moving on from New Orleans to West Africa, the Flossy Posse is going to the motherland, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Reportedly, the star-studded cast of the movie Girls Trip will be reuniting for a sequel in a brand new location. And Regina Hall, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Tiffany Haddish will be reprising their roles from the original. And get this, the film will take place in Ghana.
Okay.
So, what do you guys think about Girls Trip 2 taking place in Ghana?
I think this is dope because they were just saying they would appreciate when we bring our stuff over to Africa and bring more things over to them to recognize them and their culture over there instead of them just, coming here.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised it took so long.
Me too.
They were saying at one point in time, everybody was busy because, Equalizer over here, Tiffany Haddish over there.
There were some people was protesting saying they didn't want everybody from the cast to return.
Yeah. I saw that. And then some people are still mad with Jada, which I don't understand why. She ain't have nothing to do with what happened at the Oscars.
No, it was that look that triggered him. Because what was laughing until she looked at him that he wasn't laughing?
I saw the footages, and I did not see
her. I saw the footages.
And I did not see in the footages that she looked at him.
Oh, we can't litigate that scenario right now. There's different ways that she could have handled that scenario that would not have resulted,
true.
I think.
Okay,
no,
okay.
She gave that look like a man due to a dog.
Yeah. and then he got that look, and he's like.
Well, y'all, if Reckless had a face to it, Tekashi 6ix9ine picture would be that face next to it. Okay? Word is, he and his entourage of about 20 people were kicked out of a restaurant in Miami over the weekend for acting unruly. Now, according to sources, 6ix9ine went behind the bar without permission and began pouring bottles of tequila into patrons' mouths for free. Oh. Meanwhile, his friends were dancing on top of the bar despite being told not to do so.
Stupid!
I can't.
He says that
like, I
can't believe someone told on him. That's really.
I know. The tables have turned, right?
Oh, well.
Look who's snitching now.
That's hilarious.
Way back in the day, I used to attend a lot of bar, and I was working at the Elton John Oscars party, which is like the big party that he would always throw after the Oscars. Yeah. And I took shots with the entire cast of Glee.
Say word.
Yeah, I was bartending and like slinging drinks, and we're like, let's go, Matthew, bam. Like, Beijing, bam.
Did any of them stand on the bar?
Yeah. No, I wound up sleeping under the bar that night.
By yourself or with a cast member?
With Ms. John.
Let's move on.
Oh, somebody took you down.
Under
the bar.
Next, find out what actor is being called out for photobombing his niece's picture. We'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. Nothing like raiding a kid's birthday party for some of that yum, yum, yummy birthday cake. So Woody Harrelson attended the 13th birthday celebration for Matthew McConaughey's daughter, Vida, and it looked like he was ready to ravage the cake before the kids. Matthew's wife, Camilla, posted a photo of Vida photobombed by Woody as she was about to blow out her birthday cake with the caption, Uncle Woody. Uncle Woody Harrelson is questioning if the cake is vegan or not.
He looks hungry to me.
Anything you know about, if you don't know much about Woody Harrelson, Woody Harrelson be high. Usually. You know what I'm saying? So he probably showed up to the party with the munchies, and that cake looked like it was cake, and he was ready to get to it.
If you zoom in on his eyes, you can see the THC.
Has anybody ever photobombed y'all's special moment?
I ain't never had no special moment.
Ever? Harry!
Grammy.
Oh, my God.
Like, not a one?
No.
An award? A proclamation?
No. I've been a lot of places, but it's never been a special moment where somebody just photobombed. I was just glad they came in the picture.
You are such a liar. You've been to award shows and people called you on stage and you've talked behind the podiums.
But they never photobombed me. Nobody never just came and said,
oh, you ain't had no special moments. Get out of here.
Come on, Gary.
I want people to feel sorry for him. I ain't never had no special moments. All right, you guys, it's time for
Third Trapping with the Stars.
Okay, let's get to sipping. Okay, first up, we have OG Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, 54-year-old Kyle Richards Umansky. Yes, she posted a photo laid out on the exotic beach, darling, serving slender body realness for the fans in a tiny black bikini with the caption, calm before the storm. Mm. So what do you guys think this is? Is Kyle thirst trapping?
Yeah. No. I would say thirst trapping threat thirsty. Level yellow, you know, okay. Like not necessarily full blown, but you know, even with the caption, you know, anytime you write something like that, yeah, you try and get
if you're get over 50, it's not a thirst
Thank
trap.
You.
And she looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
Why is it not a thirst trap?
Because they over 50. They don't, they, whatever.
That
they
body looked 38.
I got to go categorically with Brad. She's over 50. It's not a trap, but like in my soul.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Go with your soul, Tana. Yeah. Tana got soul.
Yes. Over here, parched.
I am parched.
Go with your
parched
soul, Tana.
Thirsty.
Well, moving on to a pregnancy thirst trap. Okay. Ireland's Baldwin came through with a gut full of human post for everyone. The mama-to-be posted a picture of her stomach with her arm laid ever so gently across them pregnancy tatas with the caption, reposting the PG-13 selects because y'all love to report me. So, y'all, is she thirst trapping?
I'm going to say not a thirst trap because once you're pregnant and showing off the goods, you got trapped.
She need to clean up. This is she need a housekeeper or she need to clean up. Put some clothes on, button your pants up, and clean up, and then take the picture.
No,
and this
then,
is ridiculous. No, I hate when people's background look like
this. Before you take that picture, they'll trap you a housekeeper.
She tried to make it a thirst trap because she ain't got no clothes on.
She was trapping.
She tried, but it's not quiet. You need to trap a housekeeper.
Up next, Jamie Lee Curtis is shocked. And it's not because Michael Myers is back. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, it's been long overdue, and after decades in the business, Jamie Lee Curtis has finally received her first Oscar nomination.
Wow, yeah. Congratulations.
I'd have gave it to her for Trading Places. Those things was nice. Now, it was for her role in Everything Everywhere All at Once, and her reaction was priceless. Mm. And thankfully, it was all captioned by a friend, and she shared some of the photos.
I love it. I saw this post. You know, they do Oscar nominations super early in the morning, or like 5 a.m. And so Jamie Lee Curtis is like up getting ready to watch, and she gets a text from her friend and says, do you want someone to watch this with you? By the way, I'm already outside.
Oh,
her friend showed up and was there without even asking, which I thought was really dope.
That's sweet.
That is,
that's
man.
Sweet.
The stretch on this is usually Jamie Lee Curtis is likable in everything.
Yes, she
plays a terrible person in Everything Nowhere Once, so it's a stretch. But let's just say, if you guys got an Oscar for anything and you found out, like on a surprise tip, what would be your first facial reaction?
Oh, I would hit the ugly cry.
Yeah.
I would just do, oh, really?
I feel like Brat would cry.
I probably would.
Yes.
I'm very.
Because, like, Brat is tough.
I'm very much a crybaby.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
See there? That goes there cry.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.